The project involves an increase in the safety zone surrounding the runway, as well as the replacement and repair of water culverts running underneath. Jim Heumann is engineering manager with the Alaska Department of Transportation.
It's pretty consistent with what we are just about completing at the Wrangell Airport, and we're also near completion of the Ketchikan Airport. And it's basically a program to bring our jet airport facilities in conformance with current FAA standards.
The contractor is Kiewit Pacific Company of Anchorage. The work is expected to take a year to complete at a cost of around $20 million.
Well, the Phase 1 improvements focuses on the first stage of upgrading the runway safety area for the airport, and it will primarily include the replacement of cross-runway culverts across the existing runway and widening the runway safety area along either side of it.
For part of that culvert replacement work, the DOT will shut down the runway for up to a month, starting March 23rd of next year. The runway is expected to reopen no later than April 21st, but the closure will substantially complicate travel in and out of Petersburg. Heumann says the DOT will provide bus and ferry service to and from Wrangell for each of the town's two scheduled Alaska Airlines flights.
Yes, the alternate transportation plan will basically pick people up at the Petersburg Airport and convey them to Wrangell via the Mitkoff Highway and the Inter-Island Ferry Stikine, and it will go back and forth twice a day.
Airline passengers traveling to Petersburg will land in Wrangell, take the return ferry, and then a bus back to town. Flying out of Petersburg during that closure will mean getting to the airport a lot earlier than usual. Dave Berg is owner of Viking Travel in Petersburg. He says passengers will probably need to check in 3 to 4 hours before a flight during the closure.
There'll be quite a bit of extra travel involved just getting on the jet and getting to and from the jet, because all the departures from Petersburg will be leaving from Wrangell, of course. It won't involve any changes of ticketing. We'll still have tickets out of Petersburg. But the check-in process will change dramatically. And I am recommending that people just avoid traveling at that point, because it's going to involve checking in at the airport here, and then hopping on a bus that goes out the road. That bus will go onto the IFA ferry and get off in Wrangell and go to the Wrangell airport, at which time you'll take your luggage in and the TSA checks it in Wrangell. And then, and getting off of the ferry, or off of the airplane, the same is true on the return. You will go back through that same process, get off the jet, hop on the bus, take the IFA ferry to Petersburg, and end up at the airport in Petersburg. So they're recommending check-in 4 hours prior to departure, 3.5 to 4 hours.
The state is also making accommodations for emergency medevacs during that time with the help of the Coast Guard, according to Berg, who is also an emergency medical technician in Petersburg and spokesman for the local volunteer fire department. He says the department is coordinating with the state and the Coast Guard to plan for emergencies during the closure.
You know, at the time that the runway is going to be closed, the Coast Guard will be providing transportation in their helicopter, probably depending upon where the patient will have to go or is coming from, probably from Wrangell, and then the medevac jet will land at the Wrangell airport, and the Coast Guard will deliver to the Wrangell airport, and then the medevac will take place from there.
Then there's cargo, always a concern for seafood shippers and others trying to get perishables or other express shipping items in and out of Petersburg on the airplane. The state's Jim Heumann says the project will provide transportation services for air cargo similar to the passenger transportation. Petersburg area businessman Dave Kensinger says he just hopes the state can keep the closure short, because combined with limited state ferry service, things will be difficult over the winter and spring for frequent travelers in and out of Petersburg.
Starting was, I think it's like the last week of January. For 6 weeks, we only have one northbound ferry on Sunday night and a southbound, the Bellingham ferry that comes through on Wednesday. So that's our only ferry transportation, and right when we get done with that, then we're not going to have any plane transportation that's going to be very easy to use in and out of town, and it makes it really hard for people to get in and out of town and to conduct business. And I think it's kind of a double whammy there.
For more information and updates on the airport project, you can visit the Department of Transportation's website at dot.alaska.gov/Petersburg-airport. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.